Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
On Monday, the Green Party announced that a Green government will commit to revoking any consents or permits handed out under the fast-track process for coal, hard rock gold and seabed mining if they were to be permitted under the current government. In their announcement, the Greens were adamant that it was possible to have an economy that employs people without destroying the ecological basis for our existence, while expressing that they consider these forms of mining to be deeply destructive and unsustainable. Also this week, Transport Minister Chris Bishop announced new changes to the Clean Car Standard. In the new standards, importers will now be charged $15 per gram of CO2 for new imports, compared to the previous $67.50, a nearly 80% reduction. This has led to criticism from experts who believe New Zealand will now become a dumping ground for high-emission vehicles. And last week, the Green Party also condemned the government's decision to officially pass the Regulatory Standards Bill into law. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke to MP Ricardo Menendez March about the new Clean Car Standard as well as the Regulatory Standards Bill being passed. But first, we discussed the Greens' commitment to revoking any mining permits handed out under the fast-track process.
They have not yet been granted and are, and the forms of mining that we have signalled are some of the most harmful forms of mining towards the environment, as well as the reality that these forms of mining will just be a short-term sugar hit for the economy at the expense of sustainable jobs and protecting the tile. So what we have announced basically is that should the Greens get back into government, we are committed to revoking these consents. And that sends a strong signal to polluting industries that are not serious about creating a large amount of jobs, that they are not welcome in this country, and that should we have a progressive government, we'll instead invest in creating 40,000 jobs in the Green Jobs for Nature program, as well as in manufacturing and construction.
Is there a plan to replace the economic value that will be lost by revoking these permits specifically?
Absolutely. And as I've just spoken, we release our Greens industrial strategy that shows that we can create instead tens of thousands of jobs, which is a much, much larger amount than what these mining jobs would have created in areas like manufacturing. A really good example, for example, to elucidate on that is that right now we export raw construction materials that then we end up importing back once they are manufactured overseas. We think that we should build that manufacturing capacity here in the country to lower the cost of construction materials, as well as to create jobs in industries that are far more sustainable, that can create long-term benefits, and that can also help us deal with the housing crisis.
By announcing this early, are you saying that the Green Party won't be providing financial aid to anybody who loses work because of this?
We are committed. Well, A, it's important to note that there are no jobs yet as a result of these projects. These are consents that have not yet been granted. And hopefully that will send a strong signal to those industries that we're going to have a government that will instead invest in more sustainable forms of job creation. We will focus on supporting workers who may be affected by this to transition into other jobs. That's why we've long called for a just transition for workers. And so we will create a Green Ministry of Works to assist us with the planning and the transition towards that. But our goal is to ensure that there are enough jobs available for people, unlike this government that has chosen to cut thousands and thousands of jobs, and the jobs that they're creating through these future consenting projects will actually amount to a fraction of the jobs that they have cut.
So basically you're saying that if the Greens are in Parliament, you'll be revoking all of these permits. So anyone that's looking to currently get a job with these permits, they just shouldn't bother.
Well, there's no jobs yet for these permits that have yet been granted. And to just make it really clear, these are the consents that we are committed to revoking are some of the most harmful to the environment that will actually result in genuine health harms as well to people in those areas. And this is why instead we think that we should be creating tens of thousands of jobs, far more than these consents would have granted, in areas that create long-term jobs, like in construction, manufacturing, as well as in the Green Jobs for Nature program. And we will support any workers affected by this which is a fraction of the jobs that the government has cut to transition into other industries, unlike the government that has not meaningfully provided a transition for workers who they've made jobless as a result of the job cuts that they have led.
Is this a strictly green policy, or have you spoken to someone like the Labour Party about this as well?
We gave the Labour Party a heads up, but what we're really clear is that it's up to the voters to choose the kind of policies that they want. If they want us to build 40,000 jobs in much more sustainable industries that also create better long-term benefits, only a party vote for the Green guarantees a change of government and genuine progressive policy that delivers tens of thousands of jobs for people.
All right, moving on to the next topic. Transport Minister Chris Bishop announced the government would be making significant changes to the clean car standard. They cited that most importers are unable to meet the targets under the current scheme as it currently stands. Importers will now be charged $15 per gram of CO2 for new imports instead of $67.50, marking a drop of nearly 80%. My next question is, what was the Green Party's reaction to the new clean car standard released by the government?
The previous government's approach to ensuring that more people could have electric vehicles was actually working. We were creating a market of second-hand-owned electric vehicles that more and more people could access, and that helps us reduce emissions within the transport sector. But what the government has chosen to do time and time again has been to gut those very same policies and effectively take us back to the previous national government, where we continued to be a country where the industry could just choose to pass on older vehicles that are more high emissions producing and just less efficient. The reality is that we've got a government that is not serious about reducing emissions in the transport sector. And when they are not adequately investing in things like public transport and rail, including interregional rail, and at the very same time gutting one of the policies that we know was working in the medium to long term when it came to giving people more access to electric vehicles, it just shows that they're not serious about addressing the cost of living crisis as well as our climate crisis.
Do you think that Chris Bishop has a case here when he says that the change is to save consumers money?
Not taking action on climate change actually will create more costs for people in the medium to long term. And we're already experiencing some of those costs from climate inaction, whether it be the impacts that are still being felt from the 2023 floods, as well as more frequent climate change events. The government should instead be better supporting the importing of quality electric vehicles that can then be accessed by people from all ranges of incomes, as well as better investment in things like interregional rail and public transport, which are far more sustainable modes of transport, to give people the options to get around to school, to work, in a way that's actually cheaper than the current options that people have.
Will the Green Party look to reverse this decision if they were to be in government next year?
We have long supported having policies that better enable the importing of electric vehicles, and particularly in a way that we can create a second-hand market so that people from all incomes can access electric vehicles. But let's make something really, really clear. The biggest thing we can do to lower the costs of transport as well as to reduce emissions in the transport space is to invest in public transport, including interregional rail, to give people more options and affordable options to move around to work, to school, and to meet their family members in other parts of the country.
Some experts are saying that this change will lead to New Zealand becoming a dumping ground for high emission vehicles. Is that something that you agree with?
We have long been concerned that our vehicle fleet is old and high emissions, and the changes that the government is proposing risk taking us back to that time. We were already making good progress when it came to having more electric vehicles in our fleet. And by having more of those vehicles and having a greater secondhand market of electric vehicles, we also were broadening the base of incomes that people could access those electric vehicles. But again, going back to the core principle, the Greens want to invest in more public transport, more interregional rail, so that we actually become a modern country where people have options to get around to school, to work, or travel between towns.
All right, moving on to the last topic. Last week, the Green Party condemned the government's decision to officially pass the Regulatory Standards Bill into law. The Labour Party has confirmed that it will repeal this bill if they were to be in government, and Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson echoed this, saying, quote, "The Greens will repeal this waste of time and money." My next question is, what are the main issues of this bill according to the Green Party, and why do you see this as a sad time for Aotearoa?
Oh, look, we didn't have to wait until the third reading ourselves to make it really clear to the public that we would be repealing this. And part of the issue with this bill is that the government is pushing through legislation which effectively embeds David Seymour's political ideology into lawmaking. And this is putting corporate profits and the interests of the rich ahead of everyday people by way of how we design legislation. He claims that good lawmaking is about putting the interests of property owners ahead of the collective well-being of, for example, communities, hapu anyui. And this is why we oppose this bill, because at the end of the day, all this bill does is entrench the principles of David Seymour into lawmaking. And he's hypocritical AF. Like, basically, he talks about good lawmaking when he has supported bills being introduced through urgency with not adequate scrutiny, which is exactly what he claims he wants to address.
Obviously, the bill has faced widespread criticism from the public. Do you see this as a total appeasement of the ACT Party by the government that they would then pass this bill?
It's more than appeasement. It's complicity. It's the reality that we've got a prime minister that is so willing to hold onto power that he'll happily support policies that he knows will make life worse for everyday people. Make no mistake, because this bill effectively, what it does, it creates a set of values that puts profit before people and the planet and society. And what this will do is it will create a sea of yellow tape that will prevent lawmakers hoping to put the well-being of our communities at the forefront, and will create barriers for us to do things like addressing poverty, like returning land to Maori, like ensuring that we protect the natural environment against oil companies that seek to destroy it. And this is why this bill is dangerous, and we are committed to repealing it at the first opportunity.
Is that something that should be questioned, that the government would then pass a bill that most people don't want to see in just because the ACT Party want to see it in? Should that be questioned?
I think this is a government that's showing its true colours, that they don't care about what the common person may think. And at the end of the day, they will sell their souls to the highest bidder. We've seen that, and they're handing out billions of dollars to big landlords, to big tobacco and fossil fuel companies. And this is why we are committed to repealing this bill, but also not just to change the government, but to have a government that is genuinely committed to working for everyday people as opposed to the interests of big corporates.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March on the Green Party's decision to revoke mining permits handed out through the fast-track process, the new changes to the Clean Car Standard, and the Regulatory Standards Bill.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.